Software update. While chip and PIN was also affected in some stores, retail expert Diane Whirl says the timing could have been better.
It does make you wonder why there isn't a backup and why they chose Friday night to do that software update. Perhaps it was a necessary update that they had to do because there was a bug and they had no option. But certainly for customers, it's a real inconvenience.
Tesco's apologised too. It needed to cancel some online orders due for delivery. A manhunt's underway in eastern Pennsylvania after three people were shot dead. Authorities in Bucks County have told residents to stay in their homes and lock their doors. Vaughan Gething's due to replace Mark Drakeford as Wales First Minister after winning the Labour leadership race. The 50-year-old is the first black person at the helm of any European country. Crowds have gathered outside the Home Office to protest against the rise of racism and hatred and to support black MP Diane Abbott. Other events have been held in Glasgow and Cardiff. Highways agencies in Surrey say the county's roads are largely coping with the impact of an unprecedented motorway closure. Motorists saw 2 miles of congestion on the approach to the full closure in Surrey this morning. FA Cup holders Manchester City are taking on Newcastle for a place in the semi-finals. Live to Peter Smith, who's watching.
Where the holders City lead by a goal to nil. They've dominated the possession and they forged ahead on 12 minutes through Bernard Silva's ingenuity as a Portuguese international drifted into the box before seeing his 14-yard shot take a deflection before looping past Dubravka and hitting the back of the net. It's City 1, Newcastle 0.
Coventry upset Wolves 3-2. Celtic have gone top of the Scottish Premiership with a 3-1 win over St Johnstone. In Rugby Six Nations, it's currently Ireland 10, Scotland 6 in Dublin. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for another superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good evening. I am buzzing. Absolutely buzzing this evening. Coventry City 3. Premier League. Wolverhampton Wanderers. At Molineux 2. Anyway, a massive thank you to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. He has so much to pack in. Racing, Five Nations, FA Cup, football, league, everything. He just delivers it. He's always calm, isn't he? Giving us a result. Thank you very much, John Chubb. I particularly like the bit where you said Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Coventry City 3. Thank you, John. Now go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play tracks from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. I'm so happy. We're in the semi-final of the FA Cup. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And if you're wondering what this brilliant track is playing in the background. It was the Coventry City FC FA Cup squad from 1987. I think it got to about number 63 in the charts. Travesty. Anyway, I guess we should kick on with the show. Coming up, we're going to be doing Trackwoods. We'll also have When Were They? And of course, this week it'll be When Were They 16? As it's the 16th of the month. We'll do the Cover Lover. We'll do the Soppy Softies at 7. And we'll do the Geezers Pleasers and Cheesers Teaser. What a lot to pack in. And to celebrate, the mighty Sky Blues making it to Wembley for the semi-final of the FA Cup. Here's Coventry's finest, kicking us off for the show this evening.
What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on sleep all day. It's the only way. I'm a parasite. I creep about at night. It's a safe place to be. What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on. Hey, I don't work, 'cause I don't have to. I don't have to work. There's no work to do.
Yeah.
two Cov bands opening the show this evening, just to celebrate the fact that Coventry City are in their first FA Cup semi-final since 1987. And I can't even work out mentally how many years ago that was, because I'm just super buzzing still, even though the game finished about 4 hours ago, 5 hours ago, whatever it was. Anyway, kicking us off was, of course, The Specials and Nightclub. That was a hit from 1979. It was on the same single as A Message to You, Rudy. And then from when was the King one a hit? I know it reached number two. 1985, was it? I'm going to have a quick check. Hang on. Let's have a look. 1985. Yes, originally released in 1984. Didn't do anything in the charts. Re-released in 1985 and made it to number two. That's how we're kicking off the show this evening. It's going to be Sky Blue all the way, probably. Okay, next up, let's do Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay. Right, what we're going to do now on Trackwoods is play a song. About 10, 15 seconds of a song, but we're going to play it backwards. Hence, Trackwoods. See if you can recognise this. It's a tricky one, I think, this week. Did you get it? I'll give it you once more, and then we'll move on. That's proper backwards, isn't it? Sometimes when I play them backwards, I think it kind of sounds quite similar to when you play it forwards. But that one, you can really tell that's being played backwards. Okay, let's move on. Here's the Saw Doctors.
To win just once would be enough. For those who've lost in life for love, for those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence and their jive and verve. For those who feel they've been mistreated, discriminated, robbed or cheated, to claim one victory inspired. To win just once is their desire. To win just once. To win just once. To win just once. That would be enough. To win just once again. Be smiled on by the gods. To race with speed along the track, break the tape and not look back. To never have considered losing, as if to win inspired choosing. Very soul.
my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Five Man Electrical Band, and the song is called Signs. That wasn't released as a single in the UK, but it did make it to number three over in the States in 1971. They're actually a Canadian outfit, and I think they were formed in Ottawa. Before that, we heard the Saw Doctors, and the track was To Win Just Once. That was a number 14 hit from 1996, and I think I'm right in saying it's their biggest UK hit. I know it's from their third album, Same Old Town. Okay, what we're going to do now is When Were They? And this week we're going to do When Were They 16, simply because it's the 16th of the month. What we do here is we're going to play a song that was number 16 in the charts on this day in the corresponding year of each the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. So three tracks back to back. So you've got to guess which year you think they were at number 16 in the chart. So, for instance, if you think the first track is from 1977, then the next one will be from 1987, and the final one will be from 1997. It's as simple as that, nothing too complicated or highbrow. And here's Badfinger to kick us off.
Looking out
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. is Phoenix 98 FM.
Deeply dip about the curve you got. Deeply hot, hot for the curves you got. Deeply dip about the fun we had. Deeply mad, mad for the fun we had. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, let's set sail for seas of passion now. Deeply dip about the way you walk, a contact sport, let the neighbors talk. Deeply dip, I'm your Superman, I'll explain, you're my lowest lane. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, let's set sail for seas of passion. Spanish eyes, Sierra smile, legs that go on for miles and miles. Oh, see those legs, man. Miles and miles. I said, oh, my love, can't make head nor tail of passion. Set sail for seas of passion. Oh, my love, I can't make head nor tail of passion. Oh, my love, so let's set sail for seas of passion now.
I'm taking a hike to Tahiti.
How did you get on? Did you guess the year? So, three songs back to back, one from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s, all of which were at number 16 in the charts on this day in the corresponding year of each of those decades. First of all, we heard Badfinger and Day After Day. That record, incidentally, was produced by George Harrison, and he also plays guitar on the record as well. Then we heard Derek and the Dominoes and Layla, and you know what? Derek and the Dominoes are made up of singer guitarist Eric Clapton, keyboardist Bobby Whitlock, bassist Carl Radel, and drummer Jim Gordon. None of them were called Derek, and I bet they didn't even like Dominoes either. Then finally, we heard Right Said Fred and Deeply Dippy. That was Right Said Fred's only number one, but it wasn't at number one on this day. They were all at number 16. So which was the era? One from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. I'll play some Elton John, and then I'll give you the answer after that.
On the beach.
You look so vacant, like an empty shell.
And John, a track called Crazy Water. Probably won't be surprised if I tell you that that one is written by Elton John and his longtime collaborator Bernie Taupin. It was released in 1977 and it just snuck into the top 30, peaking at number 27. It's taken from his album Blue Moves. And the Sky Blues moved into the semi-final of the FA Cup today. Yeah, they did. Okay, so I said I was going to give you the answer to when were they, and this week it was 16, because because it's the 16th of the month, we heard Badfinger, Day After Day, Derek and the Donimos, and Layla. And Right Said Fred, Deeply Dippy. They were all at number 16 on this day in each of the corresponding years of the 70s, 80s and 90s. But what was the year? It was all the twos. 1972 for Badfinger, 1982 for Derek and the Dominoes, and 1992 for Right Said Fred. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. We play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, and we leave musical snobbery outside at the door. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. And of course, everything that we do play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. Now, I think we should squeeze in Trackwards again, just to give you another crack at it.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, here's a song from either the 70s, 80s or 90s, played backwards. See if you can guess what it is.
Now we must sing them, girl, what now? Now we must know. A sheep has been the youth in the sea. Now we must see ruin. Ah, it's like see ruin. It's in the kingdom.
I'll give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. So before that will do. Are you a cover lover, I think?
It's the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
I'm going to play an original and then I'm going to play a cover and it's over to you. You decide which version you like best. Are you a cover lover? Here's Van Morrison to kick us off.
Thank you.
Phoenix 98 FM.
the Gazers, Plazers and Cheesers cover lover.
That's right, that was this week's Are You a Cover Lover. We heard Van Morrison and Brightside Off the Road. Do you know what? Because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, I thought we could celebrate the Irish for a little bit. So anyway, Bright Side of the Road, that was Van Morrison's debut solo release in 1979. Do you know, it didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 63. And you know, I think we must just know it so well because it gets used quite a lot on TV and film and stuff, doesn't it? And as you might expect, Bright Side of the Road was written and produced by Van Morrison. Then we heard Hot House Flowers and their version of Bright Side of the Road. I don't think the Hot House Flowers actually released that as a single. They did cover it, though, on an album called No Prima Donna, The Songs of Van Morrison. It's basically an album celebrating Van Morrison and other Irish acts and other acts in general, covering songs by Van Morrison. It's actually quite an interesting record. And if you haven't checked it out, then please do, because it's actually got a version of Coney Island by none other than Liam Neeson. Anyway, which one did you prefer? Are you a cover lover, or did you prefer Van Morrison's original? No wrong answers. It's entirely up to you. Okay, I think now we better do the answer to Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Right, I'll give it to you once more to see if you can finally get it. We're celebrating the Irish again. It is the Boomtown Rats. This is it forwards.
Nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked. And their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that beachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, tell me why. Wants to play with the toys a while, and school's out early, and soon we'll be learning, and the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Ooh.
the whole day down.
The answer to this week's track was, of course, the Boomtown Rats and I Don't Like Mondays, written by Bob Geldof and Johnny Fingers, who always used to wear his pyjamas. Do you remember that? It reached number one in 1979. You might remember they also played it at Live Aid. There was quite an iconic moment when they played it. After the line that Bob Geldof sings, "And the lesson today is how to die," the music stopped and Geldof stood there with his fist in the air. Very moving moment, actually, at Live Aid. Anyway, it is now almost 7 o'clock. I think we're just seconds away. So you know what that means. It is time for the Soppy Softies at 7. And because it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, these three Soppy Softies at 7 are all from Irish Acts.